Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 650 on Double Shot Thursday, two from Journey. Cloudy and 72, maybe an odd shower here or there. All right, we're just starting off Dead Guy in the Envelope. I've got the celebrity's name, in this case a singer, on a paper in the envelope. You guys got to figure out who the guy is. A singer known for two bands, one very small recognition in America, the other one very popular, and then also a solo career as well. 955-WBAB. Good morning, go ahead.
Ronnie James Dio.
No, sorry.
Did he change his name?
He didn't use his legal, like, first name or whatever, but he didn't change it radically.
Right, so from the band, like, he didn't turn into, like, it wasn't like a Cat Stevens turns into Mustafa Muhammad,
right.
Whatever.
No, he's been the same guy the whole time. Yep. Hi, B.A.B., you're on.
The call for the dead guy?
Yeah.
Ronnie James Dio.
No, somebody else just guessed that, too. Nope, sorry. Hi, dead guy, you're on.
Robert Palmer?
No, sorry. Hi, B.A.B., you're on.
Is it Roy Orbison?
No, it's not. Sorry.
Was he in Deep Purple?
He was not in Deep Purple. And his solo career, like I said before, was, I mean, it's almost, it's just as successful as his band career. They had the same, like, number of hits that went almost to the same place on the charts.
Just as successful as his band career, but... Mm-hmm. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist, not his band.
I just checked it out. He is not in the Hall of Fame, and I thought for sure he was.
Okay.
955 WBAB.
Okay.
650 LLC. 656, Roger and JP on BAB. I've got the dead guy on a paper in the envelope. You got to figure out who this guy is. Here's the clues you have so far, and then you can ask questions or take guesses. This guy's a singer known for two bands, one much bigger than the other. And then also a solo career, which, I mean, if you take his biggest band, his solo career, they're pretty pretty even as far as how big they are. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, Roger, J.P., Anthony Spicer.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, did he take Marsha to the prom?
No, he did Davey not Jones. Take Marsha to the prom of the Brady Bunch. No, it's not Davy Jones. Thanks.
Okay. Well,
that's thank a good, is it a rock guy?
Yes. Absolutely. He's not in the Rock Hall of Fame, though, which I'm really surprised. 955 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. First one from AC/DC. We have a guy who wants to guess at the dead guy in the envelope. The dead guy I have, his name in the envelope, you got to figure out, is a singer known for two bands, one way more than the other, and a solo career. And the solo and the big band are pretty close as far as how popular he was in each of those. Good morning, BAB, your guess.
Good morning. Is it Jerry Garcia?
It is not Jerry Garcia, sorry. No, his solo stuff didn't approach the dead, so it wouldn't be him.
So he's got a big solo.
Yeah.
The band was big and his solo career was big?
Yeah, I mean, he had a couple of big hits with the band. He had a couple of big hits in his solo career. He sold a ton of albums solo. He sold a ton of albums with the band. I mean, it's really very close.
The band was like a bona fide rock band, or was it like Power Station or something lame
no,
like
no,
that?
No, it was a real
was
real
he in
band.
The Fix?
Real band, real good people in the band, too. 955 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 704, Double Shot Thursday, two from AC/DC. Cloudy, 72 today, maybe a shower. We're in the middle of Dead Guy in the Envelope. You want to catch up? Here are the clues. I've got the dead guy's name on a paper in the envelope. He's a singer known for two bands, one definitely bigger than the other, and then also a solo career, which his band career and his solo career pretty similar as far as success, hits, numbers of albums, things like that. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, Rog, how about Robert Palmer?
No, not Robert Palmer. Nope, sorry. Hi, B.A.B., dead guy in the envelope. What do you got?
Hey guys, I got a guess. How about Ronnie James Dio?
No, he's been a very popular guest this morning, but nope.
Was he American?
The guy was not American, so that rules out Ronnie. Hi, B.A.B., dead guy.
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
No, not Stevie Ray. This guy was not a big-time guitar player, nope. Hi, dead guy, you're on.
Is it Robert Palmer?
No, a lot of people have guessed that. Nope.
Is it Phil Lynott?
Not Phil Lynott, nope.
He's in a solo career.
Hi, dead guy.
Good morning, was it Jimi Hendrix?
No, sorry.
Was he in a band that we play at BAB?
Yes. Hi, BAB,
was
dead guy.
Was he in Yes?
No.
Can I answer the dead guy's envelope
yep.
question?
Yep.
Randy Rose?
No, sorry.
No, he was a front man, right?
He was a singer, yeah. 955 WBAB.
Big difference. There's a difference there. Was he a front man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the leader of the band. He was the absolute frontman. 7:06. We'll do misleading audio coming next. And I'll give you a clue, too.
Is he European?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'll give you a clue here. He definitely has a Grammy, and he's in the list of the 100 greatest singers by Rolling Stone. So both of those things. He's a big-time guy, but not in the Rock Hall of Fame. Those two things seem to go against each other, but it's just how it is. I'll give you a misleading audio clue coming up next. But right now, Ted's Rhodes.
In there.
7-11, Roger and JP on BAB. Before we get to Ted's news, let's give you the misleading audio clue that goes with the dead guy in the envelope. He's a singer, not an American, known for two bands and a solo career. Had hits in both situations. Here is the misleading audio clue.
You're out! Don't you do it! Don't!
I got nowhere else to go.
I got nowhere else to go.
I got nothing else.
I got nowhere else to go.
You cut me off. I got it. What's the next line? I got nothing else.
Mm-hmm. That would be Richard Gere.
Officer and a gentleman.
Yes.
I got this.
Big misleading audio clue. A little more leading than misleading this time.
It's way more leading.
All right. 955-WBAB. See if that helps you out with who this singer is, known for two bands and a solo career. Good luck. It's time for this quick BAB news update brought to you by Allure Home Improvements.
Here's Ted. I want your DOR.
Here is Ted. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 717, dead guy in the envelope. Let's get a guess in here for our singer who's not an American, known for two bands and a solo career. Also has something to do with Officer and a Gentleman. Richard Gere was the clue there. Good morning. Go ahead.
Is it Freddie Mercury?
It's not Freddie Mercury from Queen. No, sorry.
All right. Yeah.
Freddie didn't have a solo career.
He didn't really have a song that had anything to do with Officer and Gentleman either.
Right.
955-WBAB. Got a lot of people on hold. We'll go see if you guys have it next.
Let me ask you a question. I know you played a clip from Officer and a Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Was the singer on a song that was in Officer and a Gentleman? I don't know if you're using that because he was in some other Richard Gere
very good
movie.
As you said, not so misleading. Correct. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 721. Double Shot Thursday. There's two from the Foo Fighters. It's cloudy and 72 today. Here's what we got for the dead guy in the envelope. And a lot of people think they have it on hold, so we'll get to them in a second. But a singer, not an American guy, known for two bands and a solo career. He did have a song that became a theme for a TV show. I'll throw that in there. The misleading audio clue involved Richard Gere from Officer and a Gentleman.
He had a song that was a theme for a television show?
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Sitcom?
A little sitcom. Not really. It was a little more dramatic than that. All right. Anyway, this guy thinks he's got it, and we have other people. If you don't, go ahead. B.A.B., what do you got?
Hey, is it Joe Cocker?
It is Joe Cocker. Good job.
Wait a minute, though.
Joe had a big solo career. Of course, the misleading audio clip from Officer and Gentleman, the big hit Whop Where We Belong with Jennifer Warnes was very big.
He had a solo career. Yeah, right. But what was his band?
His bands, he had the Grease Band, which had one hit in the United States, and then he had Mad Dogs and Englishmen, which had Feeling All Right and The Letter and stuff like that.
Wasn't that Joe Cocker and Mad Dogs and Englishmen?
Yes, that's but a solo they divided project. Out as... He had the Grease Band, which he was a part of there. And then they Mad Dogs and Englishmen was a group that he toured with that was him. He was the lead singer of, but Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Yeah, but that was Joe Cocker and the Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
But it wasn't considered his solo career where he's just going out and he's playing. He's just doing solo albums. They actually separated out. I swear they do. It's separate stuff.
I can't believe he's not in the Hall of Fame.
And that is the thing I got out of this the most, and they think it's because he copies everybody's songs with a little help from my friends, Feeling All Right, You Are So Beautiful, all other people's songs, among others. And with a little help, my friends, was the TV theme show to The Wonder Years. Joe Cocker, big there, too.
All right.
And he performed at Woodstock.
Shitty.
And you win. Joe Cocker, dead guy in the envelope. Congratulations. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
That guy's going to see comedian Jim Jefferies the 26th, next Friday at Space at Westbury. Two shows, 7:30, 10:30. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster. Congratulations. And thanks for playing along with Dead Guy in the Envelope. This is the song from Officer and a Gentleman. I'm sure you remember, JP.
Yep.
Biggest hit was a duet.
I believe I saw boobies in this with this music playing. Deborah Winger.
Oh,
Tatas.
Not someone in the theater. I thought right away you went to.
No, I didn't go see it. It was on cable, HBO.
Yes, you did. Thanks for playing. Dead Guy in the Envelope, 7:24. Next Dead Guy will be Tuesday morning at 7:20. Right now, Ted has...
I'm not going to quit. I want your D-O-R mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is dead.
Meadowbrook Park.